Alto Kelsey LaCour, who sings with Octavus Chamber Choir, is my guest, here to talk about a benefit concert at the Basilica of the Assumption in Baltimore. Tell me a little bit about your ensemble. This is a new ensemble?
It actually kind of started as just a conglomerate of friends that have sung together various places, various locations. Almost all of us either sing at or have sung at ordinariate parishes. So we're a group of eight people who really, really love Thomas Tallis.
So then does the program focus on early music like Thomas Tallis?
We have a wide range early, and we do have a couple modern composers. We have as early as the 11th century AD with St. Hildegard von Bingen, who was a female mystic and is actually a doctor of the Catholic Church, who wrote some pretty rockin' music for solo voice and voice with accompaniment. And then we have actually a modern composer on the program who's also our other baritone, Eric Spangler, who's on faculty at the Maryland Institute College of Art. And he wrote this gorgeous piece that, hilariously enough, was inspired on a certain level by Bingen and her work. So it all kind of comes full circle.
Tell me about how you're going to present this concert.
It's going to be primarily the singers moving about the interior of the space. So the basilica was built between 1806 and 1821, and it was designed by Benjamin Henry Latrobe, who was the same architect who designed the U.S. Capitol building. So you have these same beautiful domes that are featured in the Capitol building in the basilica. So throughout the concert, we're going to be moving around the space with the singers bouncing their sound not only off the different domes, but over the different areas and over the audience. So you get this literal surround sound polyphonic effect.
So this is a beautiful space. We already know that. How are the acoustics?
They're just outrageous. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
There's going to be a question and answer session after.
So the whole performance starts at 7 o'clock, runs for 50 minutes to an hour through performed. So at the end of it, there's going to be a small break, and then there'll be a panel including members of the group, as well as basilica staff. And then we're also going to have somebody there who can speak to the physical architecture. Specifically, when they did the rehab of the building in the early 2000s, they basically gutted the whole place and restructured it, and then had another minor renovation in 2009 after the earthquake. But they can speak to not only the history of the building, the history of the music, but also the actual physical materials and how that affects the sound. And then we'll also have people from the benefiting charity who can answer questions.
And speaking of the benefiting charity, who is that?
We have Mary's Home of Maryland, which is a new shelter which is being built in Howard County. It provides long-term shelter for women who get pregnant, want to keep their baby, but don't necessarily know how to make that work. So up to 3 years of housing. They get assistance with completing education if they need it. They get one-on-one counseling, and they also get just life training, how to balance a checkbook, how to pay your bills, if you need to apply for financial assistance, help with that. But the end goal is getting these women to a place where they can be self-sufficient and support themselves and their families.
How did you all become involved with this particular benefit or this particular organization?
I know a young lady who is helping the organization get off the ground running. Her name's Johanna Coughlin. She's great. And I said, you know, hey, we're trying to put together this concert. We'd love to be able to benefit a worthy charity. And she said, I know exactly. I know exactly who I can hook you up with.
So how can people find out more about this benefit concert?
You can visit our Eventbrite page. So if you go to www.eventbrite.com and type in Octavus at the Baltimore Basilica, it'll pop up. If you want more information about the Basilica and the setting, you can also visit americasfirstcathedral.org and check out the same information on the Basilica webpage as well.
And what about information on Mary's Home?
So that number for Mary's Home is 443-561-4476, and you can ask to speak with their new executive director, Kim.
My guest is Benalto Kelsey LaCour, who will be singing with Octavus Chamber Choir in a benefit concert at the Basilica of the Assumption in Baltimore, taking place on Friday, September 8th at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.